This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Oh, goody. We got some show for you today.
Oh, yeah.
We have news of a hero cat.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best story ever.
We have news... that could be Jason news coming up soon. If there's a surprise party planned for you, you might want to take heed of this, my friend.
Okay.
Just, we'll get to it in a second. it'll enlighten you.
Okay.
It shall enlighten you. But first, welcome, gentlemen. Kareem, Jason, back again.
Hello, hello, hello.
Before we get into anything else, Kareem, I need to know, how was Hawaii?
Hawaii was amazing!
Now, where in Hawaii were you?
We were in Kauai.
And that is is that an island?
It is the oldest island, but it's probably the smallest island.
Okay.
And most of the island you can't see. You can't visit most of the island.
Okay.
But the part that you can is gorgeous. So, and actually, we did end up seeing the whole island because we took a helicopter ride.
Ah, oh. TC gave you a tour.
TC gave me a tour.
Hooked you up.
That is it. You're talking about somebody overcoming some obstacles last week. That was the first time I ever been on a helicopter.
Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, dude. Like, you go up, like, we were just sitting there, and then the next thing you know, we were in the air, and it was like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, it's nowhere near as bad as you think it would be. Sunday we took a boat cruise, a dinner cruise, up to what they call the Nepali Coast, mm-hmm. which is on the west side of the island. And that side of the island, you can't see, like there's a naval base, and after you get past the naval base, everything that's on that side of the island, it's almost impossible to get to.
Okay.
So, like, the beach after the naval base, like, you have to have a big truck that's built for soft sand to get to that beach.
Oh, wow.
Then the section after that, you either have to have a canoe or a helicopter to get to. So, one of the places we went past is where they filmed part of 6 Days and Seven Nights.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford and Anne Heche. They did another movie there where they actually brought a helicopter through, like a small passage, which was amazing to see because I was like, there's no way a helicopter fit through there. And then further up that coast on that beach, the only way to get to that part is if you do an 11-mile overnight hike to get there. And they said people come from all over the world to hike that path just to get down to that beach.
Hmm.
And if you saw where you start at, you'd be like, there's no way that you get down there, but there's a way. I don't want to know.
Yeah. What's really funny is if you go through the Sierra, like Donner Pass, and you're driving through and you pull off the road, you're like, I have no idea how anybody even walked through here before.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to know. And then we went to did I say we saw the Jurassic Park waterfall?
Oh.
Yeah. So for another $150, the helicopter will actually land by that waterfall and let you out, and you can have lunch, and then they'll take you back up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh,
but, okay.
I didn't have $300 more dollars to put towards a lunch at the Jurassic Park waterfall. So.
Oh, it's $150 a person.
Per person.
Yeah. Oh.
And you can't say you're going to share, right?
Yeah, no.
it's another $300.
Another $300.
Honey, I'm going to go down and have lunch. You hover up here with TC.
Yeah.
Just rappel down.
Yeah. And then we did, we went to the Princeville Ranch, where at the Princeville Ranch, you can do a bunch of stuff. You can go horseback riding. You can go ATVing. You can go hiking, and you can go ziplining.
Mm.
So we combined ziplining and ATVing.
I saw the ATV pictures.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That was great because it rained a lot that morning, and we were covered from head to toe in mud.
I enjoyed the picture because you shared the picture, and your shirt was untucked. And when I first saw it, I did a bit of a double take, and I'm like, oh, okay, because you look, because of the way you looked really short because your legs look super short.
Yeah.
You look a little like Dorf. And we were having a back and forth conversation. And Jason, what did you say?
Oh, I just said, I didn't realize you brought your kid with you.
I was like, if I was by him, I would have hit him in the throat.
Man, you look like a little kid, man. Didn't you look like a little kid?
Yes.
You look like a Charlie Brown kid almost with the helmet that he had on.
Yes.
Like the helmet, like it was like, I was like, oh my God, this is such a... But you could also, like, there was a, I think also a part of that is the beaming joy that you got from the picture because of the mud. And you could tell that it was just like.
Yeah, when Franklin goes mudding, there's nothing happier.
She wasn't happy about it.
she doesn't like the mud?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the mud. It was the speed. Because, so, like I said, it's a ranch. Like, so. There were, and it rained, so there were like mud puddles and there were like holes. So,
just banging into
just
stuff.
Just banging into stuff. And I took it easy on her. The guy who was in the front of our group, oh man, his wife, she got like the full.
I don't understand why, as a guy, you would do that to your wife or significant other. Is it that you never want to receive oral pleasure from them again?
I was looking at him like that. I was like, dude, I don't know. Like, I looked at him the same way. I was like, yeah, I'm taking like, when we got back, I was like, yeah, sorry I was holding y'all up, but I was taking it easy. And he was like, I wasn't. And she was like, I knew he wasn't going to take it easy.
Yeah. It's like, you know what, honey? I'd like to not have sex for the next 2 months. Hold on.
Yeah.
I know, especially you're on a nice vacation in Hawaii.
Right.
Like, it's the perfect time for it. It's like, you're on lockdown, bro.
Yep. You were locked out.
He did not care.
He's like, I've been waiting 35 years to get this dirty.
He hit every pothole that there was.
Oh, he's man. Like, I've hit your pothole over and over again. These I only get one shot at.
Every pothole, every mud puddle, like everything.
Man.
Oh, man. That was amazing. And then we did three zip lines there. So we did one that was 410, one that was 600, and one that was 700 feet.
Ooh. I've never ziplined.
I haven't either.
Oh, man.
I think right now I'm too heavy to zipline because there is a weight limit on ziplines.
There is. The guy did tell me one time he had a guy that was overweight. And he said the guy's wife, you're supposed, with them, I guess you're supposed to hold the string because it was one of the ones that's longer than the 700.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the guy told his wife to hold the string, but he forgot to hold the string.
Okay.
And so the guy got like halfway and stopped, and he had to reel him in. And this guy was probably like 6 foot tall, probably weighed like 120 pounds.
And he's reeling in this 300 pounder.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I see most of them. It's like two, I think it's like 250 or 255 is what their weight limit is. So I'm like, well, no zip lining for me.
Yeah. I didn't see what our weight limit was, but it was cool as hell.
Oh yeah, yeah. It looks very cool, but
and we had a guy and a girl, and so that were our guides or whatever. So he like guided us around the ranch on his ATVs, and then we found out afterwards she snuck off and would go to different places where she knew we were going to pass, and then took action shots of us going by.
Oh, nice.
And then all of the pictures that you see of me ziplining, she took those pictures as well.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah. So that was great. And then, like I said, the helicopter ride was day three. Oh, the food in Hawaii. So the restaurants we went to, as far as the actual food itself, were hit and miss.
Right.
They were either really, really good or kind of crappy. But they gave you like a ton of food.
Okay.
Like everywhere you got, your money's worth for what you paid for food. So you didn't get none of those frou-frou meals where you got like a half of something and another half of something.
Okay.
Every plate was a plate.
Nice.
You know, like I had pancakes and they had to give you a separate plate for your eggs and your bacon because the pancakes were so big. And then, I'm trying to think what else. We went through Waimea Canyon or Waimea Valley or whatever it's called. Waimea Canyon. So it's called the Grand Canyon of the Pacific.
Okay.
So There, I have pictures of that up there too. So it is literally as big as the Grand Canyon, and it was like amazing flying through there. We were going to drive up there, but I don't do, you know, that was when my Negro car kicked back in. Like, I did a lot of white people stuff during the week, but when she decided that we were going to drive up to Waimea Canyon, my Negro car kicked back in. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm looking at some pictures of it right now. It's the Grand Canyon of the Pacific is appropriate.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crevasse.
Yes. And getting to it, it's all on the side of a mountain.
Well, sure, that's where you keep that stuff.
Yes, so.
So, good time?
Great time.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
I was like, man, now I understand why white people go on vacation. It was amazing.
I'm looking forward to the honeymoon. We're not going to be on that island. We're going to be on Maui, but it'll be fun. My only sort of bummer is the fact that it's going to be getting dark at like 4:30.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's December.
Yeah.
But, hey, great sunsets, and I don't have to stay up late.
Yeah. There you go.
Like I said, we did the sunset cruise for dinner, which was great. The boat that we went on, they cooked dinner on the boat, so mm-hmm. we had shrimp and steak on the boat, and it was man, that ride was amazing. Just oh, and then like where we went, you could see there's an island off the coast of Kauai that you have to be like 100% Hawaiian to go to. Go to whatever. Like, you can see it, and it's just like a little small island.
Oh, yeah. It's owned by a sugarcane company or something like that. Like, and they have to, they take Costco trips when they get, and like,
yeah.
And the kids go to school on the other island. Like, they're telling me about this in Maui, like, one of the locals was, and like, it's straight up like old school. Like,
yeah, it's like old school. It was like, I met a guy who's from Somalia who lives there in Kauai now, whose wife is one of the natives. But he can't, he's like, he can go on the island, but he can only go so far on the island.
Mm.
So, like, he only can go certain places. Like, he can't go to the village. So,
yeah.
But there are shells and stuff up there on that island that you can't find anywhere else in the world.
Hmm.
Like, he showed us some of those, and they looked like they were painted, but they were just the way they were.
Right.
Mm.
So, amazing.
Very, very cool. Well, welcome back. Glad you're refreshed and ready to go. Because stress at work has reached record levels. It's according to a new study. The problem is the top health and safety concern in British workplaces, according to a study on World Mental Health Day. In a survey of more than 1,000 health and safety reps, 7 out of 10 named stress as the number one hazard at work. That means you've got a desk job. That's up 3% since the last survey, when 67% said so. Stress is one of the main causes of mental health problems, in particular anxiety and depression. Now, concern over stress is higher in the public sector, which has been more affected by government cuts than the private sector. That's in Britain again. It's especially prevalent in central government, where 93% of reps cited it as the top 5 workplace hazard. Education and health services are next on the list. So the cushy government job in the UK, not so cushy. But there has been a big rise in reported medium-sized companies since 2014. It's become more widespread in some workplaces, most notably those with 50 to 99 workers, where 75% of reps cited it as a top 5 concern. The survey also reveals that stress is the most widespread concern in all 11 regions and countries across the UK. It's increased the most in the last 2 years in Northern Ireland and the North, Scotland, and Southwest. So it's a problem everywhere. Long working hours, low job security. Hey, welcome to being an American.
Exactly. I was going to say, I know how that feels. That was why last week was so great, was I got to debrief for a minute.
Yeah, it's good to take time away. I mean, even if you can only do it for a little bit of time every day, here and there, I try and get out so I don't go nuts.
Yeah, I'll go down and I really enjoy my coworkers, but sometimes I'll go and I'll have lunch in my car just so I'm,
you know. Sometimes I'll go, I won't go for a walk at work because I work in a terrible neighborhood, but I'll just go out for a drive or something. Got to see a car on fire today. That was good times.
South Sacramento.
I was actually on Highway 50, Jason.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, a man has a very interesting explanation of an apartment fire. His explanation is that the 4-year-old has a habit of using lighters. Maybe you should break him of that.
oh, man.
What?
Assistant Fire Chief David Joseph said a man was in the laundry room of an apartment when he heard a commotion upstairs. When he got to the second floor, it was full of smoke. He rescued his 3-year-old daughter, then went back inside for his 4-year-old son. Joseph said the man was burned on his hand during the rescue. He was treated at the scene. The 2 children were unharmed, though. When the father was asked what he believed started the fire, he said his son had a habit of using a lighter to set things on fire. Then maybe put the lighters away before you go to the laundry room. The mother was at work at the time of the fire, and another child was with grandparents. The Red Cross was called in to assist the family with a smack upside the head. If you know your kid plays with lighters, put the lighters where your kid can't get them. Idiot. Idiot. And now it's time for Jason news.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. A young couple who's decided to stay child-free, well, see, you've got the one, though.
Yeah.
On the way, celebrated their decision with having a vasectomy party.
Yes.
Having had their fill of baby showers and christenings, they invited their friends to a knees up in the house filled with sharp furniture and exposed outlets. Instead of the baby name suggestions, guests were invited to name their new boat. The anonymous couple who shared their story on Reddit are among a growing community who shun parenthood and celebrate life in their own way. They revealed they livened up the party with a game of Price is Right, where the friends guessed the cost of ludicrous items they could afford with the money they saved on raising kids and paying university fees.
Like a week in Hawaii.
Nah, you know, you have no idea the way that my wife saves money. You have no idea.
Well, you eat lunch in your car. I have some idea. Young couples are throwing parties to celebrate. Do you cry, too?
Yeah, I do.
Their child-free status. The idea was met with an enthusiastic response online, with one reader posting, "Absolutely brilliant. Made me LOL." Especially the wording on the invitation, the clever cake, and the advent calendar. Congratulations, by the way, and have a happy child-free life. Another added, "All a baby shower is a party to celebrate that you had sex. That a sperm managed to hit a fertile egg. A vasectomy shower is a party to celebrate soon-to-be sex." One childless man on the post explained how he was celebrating after persuading a reluctant doctor to give him the snip. He wrote, "September 30th, I will finally be on my way to true child freedom."
It can still work, bro.
A woman calling herself Chubby Heroin said she and her husband were 28 and both knew they didn't want kids, so after his vasectomy, they threw a bash as well. She wrote, "The invites went like this. Do you want to come over and celebrate the neutering of my husband?" That's the future Jason party. Answers range from, "Hell yes, my vasectomy certificate is framed on the wall," to, "Is it awake? I love our friends so much, so we're going to make cast iron pizzas, play Mysterium, and celebrate our future life with no babies of our own." As well as vasectomy parties, non-parents are also throwing car showers and not having a baby showers to mark the decision. What a bunch of a-holes. One Reddit user wrote, "My not having a baby showers this Sunday." PR businesswoman Marie Asante told the New York Post that she posted a birth announcement for her new car. By the way, that's bad PR, Marie.
Yeah.
That's bad PR. She wrote, "After 9 months of hard labor, I'm excited to welcome Stormy Sonata into my family of one. She came home at 5:45 p.m. and weighs 3,460 pounds. By the way, why should we celebrate the fact that you bought a Hyundai?
Yeah. You bought something that's going to decrease in value immediately as you drive it off the lot.
To be fair, so will your kid.
I don't know. If you do it right, they might be able to take care of you one day.
So this is happening all over the place.
Man.
I'm looking forward to getting your vasectomy party invitation, Jason.
Well, yeah. If I can, I don't know, man. I think
celebrate the neutering of Jason Casey.
You know what, man? You know what?
Yeah, ironically, this is how they're going to do it. Saves money on the doctor. That's how your wife saves money. Here's the left one, and here's the right one. I kid.
Oh, I was so lucky that this is not the Monday show.
I kid.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, not handling stress, Jason.
Oh, that's Tool.
Kareem?
That's cool.
You gotta handle your stress.
Gotta handle.
You gotta go out, go for a walk, rub your temples, find a different job.
That's what I did.
Mm-hmm. All of those things will help you. Up next in Cooler Tool, lighters, Kareem.
In that case, they're a tool.
Jason. What? Oh, no, Kareem, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go on.
They actually are tools. Never mind.
Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tool. It's a tool. That's cool.
Lighters are really cool. You know what's not cool? And get ready for a first world problem. Our housekeeper put our lighter away after she came last week. I cannot find the damn thing. I've been searching high and low for this freaking lighter for about 5 days. No clue where it is. Usually she puts stuff away, I can find it because there's a logic to it. It's not my logic, but there's a logic to it. I have no idea where the lighter is.
You don't have like a tool drawer?
No, it's not in there. Not in there. I can't light a candle. I wanted to get some essence going. Couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
And finally in Cooler Tool, a neutering party, Jason.
Neutering party is so tool.
Kareem?
Cool as hell.
No, it's not cool. No man should celebrate the fact that they are no longer virile.
That's definitely not what I expected to hear from you.
Even if it's your choice to not be virile anymore, keep that to yourself.
Yeah, Kareem.
Doesn't mean that you're not virile. It just means that you're not.
If you're throwing a party to celebrate it, it does.
And then neutering. That's like what you do to a dog.
Exactly.
You know? I'm nobody's dog.
That's right. You're a man.
I'm the atomic dog, so I embrace it.
Well, we're talking D-A-double-O-G.
D-O-G-G.
Yeah, and I don't know. Messed it up.
And that will do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, if you're throwing a neutering party, the best place to get decorations is Amazon.com. And the best thing you can do is shop that through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Why? It helps support the podcast. We've got expenses here. This ain't free, other than for you to listen to. And if you do that, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and it does help support the show. So all of your neutering party supplies, get them at Amazon. Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts, decorations for Halloween, maybe some Halloween candy.
Maybe some Thanksgiving decorations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything you need, Amazon's got it. Check it after clicking through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. And thank you for taking care of that, everybody. Meanwhile, this headline amused me greatly, a lot of which because the cat in this story looks exactly like my cat, Half. Headline, fat and lazy Washington cat finds his inner hero to foil a burglary.
Oh, yes.
Como 4 News in Seattle decided to roll out and do a story on this cat, too. That's how much of a hero he is.
New at 6, he's not quite a guard dog, but some are calling him the cat's meow of home security.
At least Como's Gabe Cullen is. He has more from Olympia.
Strider's constant lounging, his trips to the food bowl, and his overall apathy have earned the cat a reputation.
Well, he's fat and he's lazy.
He'll just sit there and stare at you and meow.
He's kind of a pain in the rump.
In fairness, Barb and Carrie gifted him to their girls 10 years ago.
Then it became our problem.
So these disinterested parents laid down ground rules. Number one, no wandering into the bedroom, which is actually why we're here.
And here comes the cat.
See, Barb was alone Tuesday morning getting ready for work when in strolls Strider right into the forbidden zone.
And he sneaks into my bedroom like this. He's looking at me. You know, I thought, what the heck is wrong with you? And he sat right here.
The timid.
I like that she's mimicking the cat Barb in the story, too.
Found two burglars in the house, her purse in hand.
And so I just yelled. I just, hey! And off they went.
They made it just one block before police caught them. Good thing, too. Strider was in hot pursuit.
Yeah, right.
Never mind.
My attack cat.
But this fat cat has earned some street cred in his living room.
Yeah, he may have saved the day, and I didn't know the cat had it in him.
He's earned some real tuna, too.
He's a hero for the time being. But all good things got to come to an end, unfortunately.
After all, a lazy leopard can't change its spots.
He's still fat and lazy.
And I don't expect that to change.
Plus, there's another theory to this whole hero thing. Maybe he was just being a scaredy cat. In Olympia, Gabe Cohen, Como News.
Cat saves him from burglars, gets no appreciation.
Exactly.
Just mocked for his trouble. Mocked for his trouble. Meanwhile, two 18-year-old women dressed as clowns were arrested after they jumped out of a car and chased after a pair of petrified girls. That's according to Michigan police. The victims, both 14, ran from the screaming clowns to police headquarters in Roseville, which is a suburb of Detroit. The children were in hysterics. Officers dispatched to investigate the incident quickly located the costume suspects, who cops described as, and I quote, morons and idiots, in a press release. Upon spotting the cops, the clowns took off on foot but were quickly apprehended. The suspects, Alandra Sledge and Jamie Salinas, were dressed in, quote, full clown regalia from head to foot. The duo stated that they thought it was funny to terrorize unsuspecting pedestrians. By the way, it is. Sledge and Salinas were photographed both in and out of their clown costumes for their mug shots. They were charged with disorderly conduct, which is a misdemeanor, and booked into the Macomb County Jail. They were released. They're scheduled for an October 20th court hearing. Their clown masks are pretty scary, but Ebony and Ivory were out there scaring young teenage girls.
That would have been hilarious. I wish there was video.
It's bad. I like the fact that cops described them as morons because, you know, both appropriate and funny.
Yeah.
call it what it is.
Uh-oh.
From goofballs to gators,
it's there.
Here's Florida Corner.
Don't panic. By the way, and I'm not making this up, on this day, peak Florida has been reached. We'll get to that in just a second.
Okay.
But first, with Hurricane Matthew, headline, Florida man headbangs to Slayer's raining blood during Hurricane Matthew.
Oh, I saw that. I saw this guy.
He braved strong winds and rain brought on by hurricane to headbang to heavy metal outdoors. Lane Pittman shared a video of himself twirling his long red hair around in the rain in front of his Jacksonville home as raining blood played in the background. Had a request for some hair action during the cane. I granted it, he wrote. In addition to showing off his impressive head of hair, he carried a large American flag as he stood shirtless in the storm. Is there anything more Florida than that? Now let's see. He's also barefoot in the middle of the street, too. So I asked, is there anything more Florida than that? Is there, do you think?
There has to be.
There is. We have reached peak Florida, and, you know, they set it up this way, so I have to oblige them. I don't want to restart now. Get away. In a scene deserving of a Yakety Sax score, well, a 350-pound Florida man ran from a Walmart with two stolen TVs, but his getaway was compromised when his pants, containing his ID, fell off as he ran away.
Oh, my God.
The suspect had a crack pipe stuffed with Brillo buried in his anus at the time of his arrest at 3:43 a.m.
Ouch.
3:43 a.m. I'm guessing to keep the crack pipe from falling out?
Oh, man.
I don't know that you need that much, grit back there. According to court complaints, Columbus Henderson, and he's one of your cousins, Kareem.
Oh, I already knew that when you said what he was doing.
Fled from a Walmart supercenter in Fort Lauderdale with a pair of 40-inch Hisense televisions. He bolted with the merchandise after he allowed a cashier to scan the $298 items. As he scooted through the parking lot, the 45-year-old Henderson's pants fell off. It appears after his pants fell to his ankles. Yeah. He proceeded to run right out of the garment. Police later determined that Henderson's abandoned pants contained the suspect's medical identification. The entire incident was, of course, captured on video. Upon arrival at the Pinellas County Jail, Henderson informed officers that he had a crack pipe concealed in his anus. When officers removed him from his vehicle, the defendant had removed the crack pipe from his anus and dropped it on the ground. The glass pipe was recovered by officers who reported that it was stuffed with steel wool and had burn marks on one end. He was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. locked up in lieu of $2,150 bond. By the way, he has a rap sheet. Shocker. It includes prior bus, for aggravated battery, robbery, theft, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving without a license. And that, my friends, is the most Florida story that you are ever going to hear.
You almost have to retire the segment after that.
That is amazing.
It really is that someone would go to that level to just get their Florida on.
I mean, like, he really wanted to get some Florida, that's for sure.
By the way, by the time you're in your mid-40s, you should be able to have your pants stay up.
Well,
maybe it's time to transition to suspenders, but...
Yeah.
He just needs some suspenders. Maybe we should get him that for... Why isn't
he had a belt on, and the belt didn't work.
Well, maybe you should use some steel wool to hold it on.
Oh, no, it goes inside the glass pipe. I could go into how it works, but...
Yeah, he couldn't get... He had the belt on that... He got it around him, but it never holds the pants up anyway. It's just known to make him feel better. That's all.
Makes him feel better.
Yeah. Really, suspenders. Yeah. At a certain point, it's time to go to suspenders. My favorite is guys who wear both a belt and suspenders.
Oh yeah,
because they can't give up the belt.
Yeah,
I would worry about myself in the future with that because I love my belt, and I don't know if I had to make the switch to suspenders. If I'll be able to give up the belt.
Well, you don't have to make the switch to suspenders.
You know.
Oh, and unless your pants won't stay up. That's why the good Lord gave you shoulders. So you could hold up your belt with suspenders. Like Larry King.
Like Larry King.
Or
Mork from Mork.
Yes, the rainbow suspenders. Oh, all righty. Well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Kareem, I'm glad you enjoyed Hawaii.
Me too.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to that trek myself in about 2 months.
Oh, man, I'm jealous.
I'll be
knee deep in diapers.
I would be almost made it.
Dang it. I almost had it. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Well,
poopy diapers.
Thanks so much.
Can you just cut poopy diapers and put it over?
Well, it's the same amount of work.
Okay.
It's not less work, is the point.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It was completely necessary for you to do that. Who died and made you, Ted? Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh new episode where we do a lot of complaining and cussing. Until then, enjoy the music of Faces. This song is called Ooh La La.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.